call over to our host, Dr. Vanessa. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am here along with Mr. Charles E. Pimp Sr. We welcome each and every one of you. You all are so precious for this Testimony Tuesday. I love it, I love it, I love it. Thank you, Minister Willa, for getting everyone spiritually seated, ready to receive a word of God. I am Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas, honored and privileged that you would join us and be a part of the Master's call this morning. And we are excited because the Lord afforded Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and myself to begin this journey and begin this call literally back on October 25th of 2010. And we have watched the Lord be faithful week by week, day by day, with so many of you all coming on the call. And we trust that you have been blessed and encouraged by the word of God that has gone forth. When we began this journey, the Lord dropped in our heart that our mission, our assignment is to every day through the Master's call enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we endeavor from the very first hello, greeting, and alpha of the call to the pass the revelations to the maps, let you be encouraged, be enhanced, and utmost be empowered by the word of God. We have a scripture that the Lord has given us as our firm foundation, which can be found in Psalms 88:13. And in that 13th verse of Psalms 88, it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And so each and every day on this call, at this place, we gather as the eagles gather with one mind, one heart, and one voice, which is to celebrate and lift up the name of Jesus. And we thank God that you choose to call in and be a part of this journey. We know that the Spirit of the Lord is with us each and every day as we get on this call. We do have a website where we have archived all the messages throughout the months that we've been on the line. And our website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. The Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And you can go to that website and truly feast till you get full on the Word of God and click on the different links, the messages there that I assure you will encourage your heart, inspire your soul, and we encourage you to be the ministers in the marketplace by sharing that website and those different messages with others. Let them know that we are here. And one of the other mandates that the Lord clearly placed on our heart was to pray for our Artists International family, to pray for the believers of God, and just to pray for all that we encounter here in America. And our email address, so we encourage you to send us your prayer requests. And we love to get those praise reports. And just to let us know a shout-out that you're out there and you're listening. I tell you, I've been so blessed with the many emails of people just saying, hey, I just want to let you know it's been a blessing to me. And our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. So we encourage you to avail yourself to our website, to give us a shout-out, an email. We love to pray. Luke 18, verse 1. I'd love to tell people, you can argue with Pastor Vanessa, but don't argue with the Word. The Word says we all ought to pray. And we have prayer warriors who consider it a privilege and an honor to bombard heaven and send forth the Word of God wrapped in his anointing around your prayer request. And we have watched God destroy yokes, deliver lives, and utmost just answer the prayers of the righteous. And so if you have a heart and a lifestyle of prayer and want to be the frontline warrior standing in the gap, This is not an elitist club. We are just the facilitators carrying forth the heart and mandate of God. We welcome you to email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and our prayer general, Minister Amber, will get back with you, and we would love to have more of you, hint, hint, more of you be a part of what God is doing. So we thank God that he used his bridge, his tool, his thread of Artists International to knit our hearts together. And many of us met through Artists, and when the mandate was put on Dr. PK and myself's heart to just pray, just to lift up the Diaz de Leon family for this 22-plus year Christian family-owned company, to lift up our platinums and all the way down to the advisor, the person who joined last night, to lift up our support team, warehouse, everybody, anybody associated with Artists, to bathe them in prayer, because the enemy doesn't like companies that boldly and openly decree the goodness of Jesus Christ. And that was really our alpha and our beginning. And so we invite those of you who are part of Artists International, definitely visit your back office. Do that four-letter word, read, not a cuss word, and find out what's going on. We had a fantastic finale of end of month. We are still having the I Am Artist Tour that's going on across the land, and we want you to avail yourself of all the many exciting promotions. I tell you, we've got some owners who love their people that are part of this company and are always giving us special promotions, and we have the best products that we know to be a product of the product. That we don't have anything to worry about, but just get out there and be his hands extended. We, for those of you on the line, there are so many of you who are not a part of Artists International. We encourage you to get back with the person who invited you to the Master's Call and find out why we're so excited about being a part of this God-ordained company. We welcome each and every one of you, because utmost, we're all on this line as God's eagles to lift up the name of Jesus. So we're going to go on and get our call started, because we have a powerhouse evangelist who will be bringing the word today. If we'll go back to Ms. Willa, if you will open us up with a word of prayer.
Praise the Lord. Psalm 95:6 says, "Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts." So, Father God, we come to you this morning thanking and praising you that we are your sheep. You are our shepherd. You are the good shepherd, Father God. We thank and praise you for leading us along the path of righteousness. You told us in your word to commit our works to you, and whatever we do, our plans will be established. So we seek you early, oh God, committing our works to you. We thank and praise you that you have a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us. We thank and praise you that we can come together on this call, this Master's Call, this Testimony Tuesday morning, to seek you, oh God. And Father God, yes, I do consider it a privilege to be able to come and pray, oh Lord, to get your sheep spiritually seated, as Pastor Vanessa would say, so that we could hear what thus said the Lord. I thank and praise you that it is because of Artists International that I have been given this privilege to pray this morning in Jesus' name, along with all the others who are on the phone call this morning. Father God, you told us in your word to do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So we come this morning, oh God, to get our minds renewed so we can do what you have purposed and planned for us to do. We thank and praise you, oh God, for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, because they were obedient to your word through Artists International. They took it upon themselves, oh Lord, to get this call started early in the morning. So continue to be with them, oh Lord. Continue to order their footsteps. Continue to be the lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path. Continue to minister and comfort Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, as she goes through this transition in life. And now, oh God, we thank and praise you for the speaker. We thank you, Lord, that they are bringing a word that said, thus says the Lord, a word, a rhema word that will fall on good ground this morning, Lord, that we will take it and bless somebody else with it. Father, we command the airwaves to bow down to the name of Jesus. We thank and praise you, O God, that angels have already gone forth clearing the airwaves, O God, that every word that is said will come boldly before boldly with clarity in Jesus' name. And now, O God, as we push ourselves to the table to be fed the first meal this morning, we thank you, Lord, that our minds are clear, our minds are being transformed, and we are ready and willing. We are ambassadors to go out and do what you have us to have for us to do, to be your ministers in the marketplace, to spread your word, and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm looking on the board. If our speaker is there, just say, I'm here, because I don't see you on the board yet. Okay. We lost her last week because she had a new toy, a new phone, and it kept dropping. So I'm trying to see if our evangelist is on the line. Let me put everybody in mute mode. Let's hold on because we have a word. If not through her, I'm always ready. Evangelist, if you hit star 6, it'll let you come in this morning. And we're just going to, didn't get a, there she is. All righty. I see you now. Okay. Well, we are excited again to have the woman of God on the line. She's been with us before. Hails from the Windy City of Chicago. She is an evangelist, an entrepreneur. I love her ministry, which deals with urban renewal, urban agricultural sustainability, financial literacy. Evangelist Gwen Beatty has truly been a frontline warrior with a heart for the least of these. She has many, many accomplishments at a young age, but utmost, I love about her is that she has a heart for God and his people. She's widowed and gives honor to God for her son, Renard, and Shakuri, her granddaughter, and Kamari, affectionately known as her heart, but serves God's people tirelessly, even when the enemy has been trying to attack her body. We have watched God show up and show out, so I know that there is an awesome word from the Lord. And Evangelist Gwen Beatty, the floor is yours.
Praise the Lord, woman of God. Can you hear me?
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I can. The floor is yours.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning, good morning. But truly, I do honor the Lord for an opportunity to be here one more time with my family, the people of God, the people of faith, and to the founders of this call, I shall never, ever not cease to pray for them. Dr. P.K. Roberts, one of the founders of this call, and to the outstanding woman of God who has so graciously stood, and still standing in an outstanding way. Pastor Vanessa, I do love and honor you on this morning. Thank you once more and again for I won't be before you long, but the journey of faith is real, and I just want to leave with you this morning, you faithful believers, just a little word about the journey of faith and whose report shall you believe. I believe that God is challenging us this day in this hour to more of an area of righteousness and just seeing it his way. I'm coming out of a familiar passage of scripture in Job. We know the story of Job, but I want to have you look at this just a little bit different this morning. But the series of Job is surely about a righteous man. As we strive daily with our declaration of faith, one thing you can know for sure, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. In Job 19, 25 and 26 for those of you who have your sword this morning. And I can say with a surety in 26, and though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. One thing I want to remind you this morning, and regardless of whatever you are going through, I'm going to say this, a bold challenge. You better see God. Whatever is going on with you today, to my artist family, to the believers, to the visitors on this call, and those of you, your ultimate purpose is to see God. As I was going through so much, I never did ask, God, why me? My flesh, and you know, when you take a stand for righteousness, everybody is not going to understand, because God's way is righteousness. Answering without knowledge is very, very dangerous. When you see God, you know, you got to ask him a lot of questions. When you hear God, how can you speak without knowledge? In Job 38, you see, I'm going to skip around in Job because I know a lot of people have heard the story many, many times. But the Lord challenges Job. In Job 38, then the Lord answered Job in a whirlwind. Who is this that questioneth my wisdom with such ignorant words? It's important this morning that we be people of faith. The faith journey submits that we answer the Lord in faith. Why? Because it's always impossible to please God without faith. So anything outside of faith, we are moving in a question of ignorant words. Brace yourself like a man. I'm in the New Living Translation. Because shaken out by the day spring, we have to shake out the wickedness that's in us. You know, 38, 12, and 13, I know, like Pastor Vanessa so awesomely says, it's not a curse word. Do you know, saints, you have to look and say, if there's any wicked way in me, sometimes our thought acts and moves. Hast thou commanded the morning since the days that causes the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wickedness might be shaken out? Every morning, ask God to take out the wickedness in you. I know we don't want to believe that we have wickedness in us, but you know what? I believe that our friend Job, don't miss this. He had an opportunity to know God a little bit better when God opened up his eyes in faith. What did God want Job to learn? God wanted Job to learn that his self-assurance, his total self-assurance was in God. You think about your accomplishments. You think about right now in this economy and with everything that's going on, many of us have a job. Many of us have vehicles. It may not be all that you want it to be. Many of us are platinum presidents. Many of us have spouses. We have insurance. You know, some of us, and thank God he continuously humbles us with many, many prayer requests of those who are afflicted, and keep us in our warrior mode so that we recognize the real enemy and the thing that's going on with us. But as Job, the self-assurance I believe that Job walked in someday, Job might just have had a little bit of pride, somebody. I want you to know, when you're sitting up high, sometimes you need to ask God, is this your righteousness or is this my righteousness? Because there's always a self-examination in faith. Job had to learn that yet he was slayed, yet he was still covered in a test. Who are you to uncover me, God? My opposition was not, it was not against God, but in the midst of that, I believe that Job got to know God and his counsel a little bit deeper. I didn't know that I could see you like that, God, where God even had Job to check his friends. You know, a lot of times your friends may not understand, a whole lot of times your friends and your family may not understand as Job was going through. People were questioning Job's wisdom. People were looking at how he was still operating and believing the things of God. But Job had to check his friends, and his friends, he had to pray for them. Sometimes you're going to be in a position where your counsel, that you must know that I'm going to trust God's counsel, because without it, it's impossible to please him. Over in Job 42:1-3, it reads, I know that you can do anything and no one can stop you. You ask, who is this that questions my wisdom with such ignorance? See, Job's response to the Lord when he was going through sometimes, his realness came out. Therefore have I uttered that I understood not things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Now, in that particular passage of scripture, God commands Job that when I created the earth, he said, Job, where were you? The Lord challenged him to realize that he put bars and he put much around the earth so that we would stay within our boundaries. He said, you couldn't even see the bars, Job. He says, I began to uncover some things right at the creation. So who are you to question my wisdom? So stop feeling sorry for yourself and gird up your lions like a man. When you begin this faith journey, the faith journey will really show you just how strong your faith is. In your mind and in your conversation, are you really standing in tough times? We have to think about this. Is my mindset while I'm going through my numbers, while I'm going through with my children, while I'm going through in my health, my body, am I looking at the Creator? You have no idea what God has in store for you. The journey of faith led me to a total raw diet with the supplements and with all of the different minerals and vitamins, and my body began to reverse cancer. A cancer as big as my fist went down to the size of a pea. Who am I to question the Creator? My point is I couldn't even trace it, but God educated me. My faith went out there. I had to get a new knowledge. God said, I'm going to show you a more excellent way. Artists came into my life in a different super supplemental way. All sisters and brothers, if we could get the counsel of the Lord to really know God as the Creator and repent for questioning our God. I love the declaration of faith with the faith fathers because it will test us. It will test where you are captive in your mind. Oh, my God, I got to talk it over with God. But you know one thing I loved about Job, which I love about everybody on this phone? I know that you love God. And all that you go through and all your knowledge and all of your getting and all of your understanding is just a going through experience because you love God. At the core of all we go through, God is relentless to those who love him. But we know that if we love God with all of our heart and with all of our mind, you know, that scripture will challenge you to not lean on your own understanding, Oh, my God, that's a test to get you out of captivity. Am I a slave to circumstances where I am relentlessly holding on to God? I want you to know everything you're going through is just an experience, and that your eyes will see if you endure. Your eyes will see God. Over in chapter 42 and verse 11, you know, there's a whole lot of conversation going on here. And then all his brothers and sisters and former friends came and feasted with him in his home. And they consoled him and comforted him because all the trials the Lord had brought against him. And each of them brought him a gift of money and a gold ring, the word of God says. The conclusion of the matter is the Lord blessed Job. That same passage of scripture in the King James Version, it is telling us that the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Wouldn't it be awesome to get twice as much faith, twice as much productivity, twice as much Holy Ghost who will teach you the counsel of God, twice as much knowledge, twice as much, double for your trouble. In the day of captivity, know that you will not miss God for the opportunity to know God better and to open up your eyes of faith on your journey of faith will be good, for the testing of your faith will bring forth, oh God, new dimensions at your lowest self. Oh, my God. In that word dimension, everybody want to go higher and higher in God. But right at the beginning of the word dimension, if you look at it, you see die. Dimension. How many of us want to die? Oh, my God. You want to go to new dimensions and levels in God. Well, the trials and tests that you experience, when you experience God in another way, believe me, nothing but God. Some stuff we got to get an answer from God, and only you can get it for yourself. That's why early in the morning it's so good to see God. It is so good to cry out unto the Lord and in the morning to pray before him. For Job's captivity was turned around, so I don't care whatever your captivity might be, whatever you might be going through with your children, whatever we might be going through in this time of business, as the seasons change, as people begin to change. Oh, yeah, seasonal change, people change. Be patient. Whatever you're going through, the trying of your faith will bring forth a new patience in you. James 5:7-13, when you can't get to a straight place because it's so crooked, oh, my God, you're going to have to call on Hebrews 11:1. Oh, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You can't have a straight place until the crooked place is straightened out. So whether it's people, places, or things, something, we have got to endure. But we got to be men and women of God. We have to stop whining and stop darkening God's counsel, because he's all about reconciliation and blessing us. Oh, glory to God. He is the God that we serve. He wants to be glorified in everything that we go through. So my brothers and my sisters, as Job's captivity was turned around, I hear God moving in your situation. I can see God moving in your situation. It's important that we hear God, we see God, and more importantly, that we forgive our brothers and sisters and pray for them. And we continually pray for ourselves. It is good that we come together in unity and strength. But you will get nowhere unless we walk in unforgiveness. We must walk in forgiveness and not unforgiveness. For after a while, I'm telling you, we're not only going to be going through, but I tell you, we're going to get through. So this day, my brothers and sisters, I celebrate each and every last one of you. For I know whose report you shall believe. You shall believe and receive the report of the Lord. And his report says, we are healed. We are delivered. We are free. And our journey of faith is good and very good. So today I want to challenge you, as Evangelist Gwen always does, the opportunity to know God better and open up your eyes of faith. And I guarantee you that you will be like Job and you will say, my Redeemer liveth, for he liveth in me. Bless you all, and I pray that you be strong in the power of his might, for in tough times, the tough gets it going, and the devil is defeated. So I want to encourage each and every one of you to stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and to live in a repentant state, and do not question our God, for he is working it out for your good. God bless you, warriors of God. Recognize the real enemy, for God is good all the time, and you shall reap a harvest if you faith not. I love you, I bless you, and I thank God for this healing message of faith in your journey today. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, 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 evangelist. I tell you, we thank God for the word today, the journey of faith. Whose report will you believe? Challenging us to walk through this journey, it's important that we answer God with faith. It's important to challenge the credibility of our friends when they contradict what God is saying, and the faith journey really shows us how strong we are in God. Wow, we're a little over, and we apologize for that, but you know, evangelists get caught up in Jesus, and we praise God for that word. I ask Robin to come and close us out in prayer and just cover our prayer requests, and then we'll be on our way on this Testimony Tuesday. Minister Robin, floor is yours.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and Lord, we thank you for Evangelist Beatty. And Lord, we come in agreement with everything that she has spoken, Father. We thank you for the faith that we have in your word, Father. And Lord, you said when two or more of us are gathered together and when we touch and agree, Lord, we know that it is going to be done in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for healing, Father. We thank you for health. We thank you for finances. We thank you for peace, Lord. We thank you that depression is gone. We thank you for a donor, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for finances. We thank you, Lord, for the founders of this call. We thank you, Lord, for Artists International and the leaders, Father, of Artists International. We thank you for every person that is on this call, Father, because we know that as they sought you, they put you first. They're standing on your word. They believe in you. They have faith in you. We have confidence in you, and we know everything that we brought to you will come to pass. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Robin. We're so glad to hear your voice and to hear that praise report of how God protected and provided through the hurricane, and that you're and all others around you. You know you've got our prayers. We thank you for being on your post today. Evangelist, I love you so much. Appreciate that word reminding us of the faith of God through each and every one of our challenges and our journeys. That was a rich word today, and I trust it would be a blessing to everyone who heard. Appreciate you, Minister Willa, for getting everybody spiritually seated and giving us that awesome open prayer that allowed us to receive the word of God today. And for each and every one of you on the line today, we praise God for you. We thank you and admonish you each and every day. Now it's our turn to go from this call and submit and obey to the call of the Master on our lives. and be his minister in the marketplace. Be his kingdom builder and his hands extended. I spoke with Pastor Chuck last night. They're doing great. Wasn't that much flooding or a problem there in New Orleans, and he looks forward to being on the call in the morning. So we look forward to hearing your shout-out. Go out and share a testimony and be a testimony on this Tuesday. Bye-bye and be blessed.